You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the Holy Church, and we still see the Holy Cross, which is out for our veneration. Today is the last day of the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, and in fact, there is a special rite that is done on this day after everyone venerates the cross one last time after the Divine Liturgy. Then the cross is brought back into the altar with hymns that are sung by the choir. It's a very beautiful service, but only once in every 7 years do we get to participate in it. So I want to encourage everyone not to kiss the cross and flee, but to kiss the cross and to stay to participate in this service of the bringing of the cross back into the holy altar. Today we hear a beautiful gospel about how we are to bear our crosses, that this is our Christian duty. But we talked about this last week on the actual Feast of the Cross, which was last Sunday. I think today it's really important to address the other gospel, which was read. It was read in Slavonic, so I'll just give you a very brief overview of it. I think you'll know it as soon as I begin to tell you about it. There was a woman of Canaan, and she had her child who was very sick, and this child was dying, and she came to Christ, and he said, you know, I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and it's not meat to take the children's bread, that is the bread of the children of Israel, and give it to dogs. It's a pretty strong thing, but she was wise, and she said, true master, but it's meat for the dogs to eat from the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And he was impressed by her wisdom, and her child was healed. This is a gospel which it's very easy for us to overlook. We can very easily just say, yes, that's interesting, he called her a dog, unless, you know, what is for lunch. But if we do that, we're missing something very important here, brothers and sisters. The Lord said nothing in vain. Nothing did he do in vain. Everything that he did was important for our salvation and for the people who were there, for the salvation of those people who were there around him also. And this is true of this particular interaction. Now, let's look a little bit deeper, and I think if we look a little deeper, we'll understand a little bit more. Right, so here's a Canaanite woman. And you say, well, of course, Canaanites, you know how they are. They're all gods. Well, they were pagans. This was a pagan that was there in front of the Lord. Now, this is really important for us because here we have a Gentile, someone who is outside of the house of Israel, right? And we can look at that and say, that's sort of like abstractly interesting, Father Gregory, but it has no impact on me whatsoever. I don't know anything about Gentiles, and I don't know anything about pagans. Well, you have all heard of the lovely website Ancestry.com, I'm sure, where you can go and learn about your family and go as far back as you possibly can. Looking at everyone here and knowing you as I do, there may be a few people here that I don't know, and I may be wrong about this, but I don't think that very many of us are from the 12 tribes of Israel. Right? Very few of us were born like St. Paul, a Jew who was a Pharisee and a strong believer and a holder of the law. We are all Gentiles, every one of us. When this was happening, our ancestors were worshiping thunder and rivers. None of us were in God's house. We're part of the tribes of Israel. So actually, what happens here is super incredibly, unbelievably important to us who were not part of the Hebrew race. You see, the Lord says, I'm sent to the Hebrew race. This is what he's telling his disciples here. I'm sent to the Hebrew race. This lady is a pagan. Get her out of here. She has nothing to do with us. But he's also testing them. He's preparing them. He's beginning to get them ready for their very important mission, which will be not just to the house of Israel, but which will be to all of the nations of the world, to all of the people of the world, to all the Gentiles, those who are outside of the house of Israel, including us, including every single one of us. And if the Lord didn't come to minister to us, and he only came to take care of those people in Israel and to straighten them out, because they needed some straightening out, let's be honest, but we needed more. At least they were sometimes worshiping the true God. We were never worshiping the true God in our ancestry. If he only came for them, then we're out. We're out and we have nothing to do with the Lord. And so this interaction is so important. It's absolutely crucial for us. Now, we can say, okay, the Samaritan woman too, she wasn't really someone who was part of the Israelite nation. That's true. Samaritans were kind of like half Jews. They were half Jews and half pagans. But this person clearly is a Greek. Outside the nation of Israel. Definitely not one of them. And the Lord heals her child. This is really important to us, brothers and sisters. Really important. And not just from a historical point of view, where we say, okay, well, I see how now, you know, it made sense that the apostles went out and went to the pagans and to the Gentiles because the Lord already began to minister to them here. Good. That's exactly what we're supposed to see here. But it's just not a historical thing. Because there are lots of people around us who are not part of the new Israel, who are not part of the church. Because the church is the new Israel that the Lord gave to us for our salvation. So now we're on the other side of this equation. When the Lord does it, our ancestors are outside. Now we're in. And how do we treat those who are without? See, here's why it matters to us. This is why this gospel is not just some kind of historical anachronism, something kind of random or interesting or something that you might win Trivial Pursuit with. This is something that really matters to us. The way that we put our faith into action. Do we act as the Lord did, and do we minister to those who are outside? Do we invite them in? Are we kind to them? Are we good to them? Do we make a path for them to find the Lord? Or are we so busy building up a wall to keep others out that we ourselves are hardly getting in? You see how this can really be important to us? And it's very, very important. Brothers and sisters, we need to reflect. We need to think. What are we doing to bring in those people who are from without? Because in this interaction with this pagan woman who is outside of the Hebrew nation, the Lord makes it very clear that the church is not just for those who are in it. The church is also for those who are outside it. And that's not just an abstract thought either, where you say, that's a great idea, Father Gregory. I sure hope those people come in. It would be nice to see them. No. Go out and do likewise. The Lord didn't say to the apostles, you know, like, I'm not going to do this, but you do it. He did it. And then they did it. And now as we, as disciples of Christ, we have to do it too. So brothers and sisters, let's spend a lot less time thinking about those bad people who are doing bad things, those secular people, those people who don't know Christ, those people who are outside the church, those people who are all confused, those people who are ruining the nation, and whatever else you think. And let's spend a lot more time praying about how we can help them to come in, to find Christ. Because if they don't find him, they won't find him. And that's bad. And it's our job. We who got the pearl, we have the pearl of great price. We're not supposed to hide it. We're supposed to invite others to enjoy it as well. So brothers and sisters, let's look at today's gospel as a call to action. As walking orders, marching orders. This is our job as Christians. Not to just be abstractly morally good. As we've said on many occasions, the Lord did not come into this world so you could be the most moral pagan in your neighborhood. The Lord came so that you could be transformed. And that transformation should also attract others. If we have Christ in us, he will shine out and attract others. But if we don't make a place for him, then how can we be a light to the world, which is what the Lord calls us to be? So, brothers and sisters, please reflect on this. The Lord has given us a nice, not sunny, not warm day, when we don't have to be tempted the minute we go outside to run and go do something else. This is a good day for reflection. And let's reflect on the merciful Lord and the gospel that he gave us for our salvation today. Where are we? Are we helping or are we hurting? Are we inviting or are we pushing away? I can't answer for any particular one of you. I can say for myself, I could do better. And I think that probably we all could, on some level, do better. To be an example to others, to invite them to Christ. And if this day can be the day that we decide to do that, then this day can be a day of salvation, not just for us, but for our neighbors, for our friends, for our loved ones, for everyone that we interact with. And may the Lord grant that salvation to us all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.